leaders of Lubara have marked the second coronation anniversary of the paramount chief, Adroni Nayon, with strong calls to end teenage pregnancy, protect land rights, and promote food security. The ceremony in Ajia sub-county Arua district yesterday drew clan chiefs, elders, and community members. Again, Nunga Njuni Jimmy III, the chief of the Ndrupa, challenged members of parliament to pass laws that protect citizens' rights. Citing the controversial sovereignty bill, he said members of parliament should not pass laws that separate people from their relatives and tasked voters to hold their leaders accountable.
When you tell a son in America he cannot send help to build his father's borehole without the government permission, is that sovereignty? Is that not a new tax on love? When you tell the church, the mosque, the NGOs that build our schools, they are now agents of foreigners. So who will build for us the next classroom? Who will bring for us the medicine? And to our members of parliament from West Nile at large, you did not go to parliament to close the door on your own people. You went to open, not to close the door. But be wise. The law that makes our people fear their own diaspora is not protection.
According to Tuku Ismail, the Prime Minister of the Lubara Cultural Institution, Ajia was chosen as the host because it has recorded some of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in Arua district. Tuku Ismail said the event was used to sensitize residents on guiding their children to end the vice, urging parents to take full responsibility for their children.
We brought this in order to go with the, you know, sensitization. We want people to be very, very aware that this thing is happening and it is at its highest peak. More so, there are more girls here who have been married underage. Underage meaning these are children, they are not people who are supposed to get married. We are here also to tell the elders that no elders should sit to bless or witness marriage of such a nature. We want girls to go to school and we want very, very good life for children here.
Ezatia Susan, the Minister for Gender, Labour and Social Development in the Lubara Cultural Institution, appealed to the parents to provide their children, especially girls, so that they are not lured by petty gifts. Ezatia urged parents to meet their children's basic needs so they can stay in school.
You are accountable to God because of this child. There are only two of you who produce this child, you and the mother. There was no referee. You are accountable. It's to you to teach. At our time, if a boy touched you like this, you will run home and accuse that boy. They pay a goat or a sheep. But these days, even if you play with the boys, nobody cares. So we had to go down as a Lubara Cultural Institution to go and talk to the parents. Then we had to go to school to talk to senior women teachers, senior men teachers, so that they can talk to these girls to reduce the teenage pregnancy. And it has worked.
Tiko Martha Ondoga, the Minister for Lands in the Lubara Cultural Institution, cautioned the Lubara against selling family land. She said land is the best asset to live for children and should be used for farming, housing and development.
Most of the children send the land, they don't know how to use the land. The land is belong to you, to Lubaras. You must keep it. Your grandfathers kept the land for you. Please keep the land, don't sell it. Some people come and with a lot of money to buy the land, 20 acres, 50 acres. Please, youth, don't send the land. God will never create land again. This is the land God has created for you. Plant trees, plant crops. You can sell those things to get money than to lose the whole land to other people.
Lemeriga Fadel, the Prime Minister of Waringa Kingdom, warned youth against drug abuse. He said addiction to substances like marunji, opium and others pushes many into theft, which often leads to arrest or death.
You begin consuming these drugs in the morning up to midnight, and you have very little time at home. You are even married, you have children, you have got to pay school fees, you have got to provide food for the family, you must provide shelter, clothing, medication. With no or little income, you are unable to meet these needs. This one sends you to desperate ways of looking for money. You go and pick somebody's chicken, a goat, a sheep, a cow, or whatever, and in this process you are arrested, you are beaten or killed. So the appeal to my people is, we still have arable land, the most fertile land in West Nile, in Iringa. You can put this land here to use, and good enough, government is giving 1 million shillings through PDM.
Aikubwa Cosmas, the LC5 chairperson-elect for Arua District, thank Chief Adroni for promoting unity and called on cultural leaders to work hand in hand with the government. Chandini Luigi, former councillor for Arivu Sub-County, urged parents to keep their children in school. Adroni Nayon Chief appealed for respect for widows and warned against land grabbing. He urged the people of Vura and Arua to return to farming to avoid hunger, noting that Vura used to be the food basket of West Nile, but laziness has changed that. He also called on pregnant mothers to deliver at health centers and urged nurses to treat them with care.